Hi, my name is Lindsay Williams and I'm a senior lecturer in business and management. And this is a short film on how to interpret your Turnitin report. What we're going to be looking at is what is Turnitin, how you actually interpret your Turnitin report, and I'm going to be talking you through some examples of real reports. We're going to be looking at common mistakes and errors that students make, and I'm going to be giving you guidance for further sources of help. Now, before we start, if you are having trouble submitting your assignment through Turnitin, then please refer to the How to Submit a Turnitin Assignment Guide. If you have submitted your assignment through Turnitin, but you're having problems accessing the report, then please refer to the How to Find Your Turnitin Report Guide. So what is Turnitin? Turnitin is a text matching or plagiarism detection software. Plagiarism is presenting or submitting someone else's work, words or ideas, intentionally or unintentionally as your own. Now, it's useful to think of Turnitin as a large database of electronic sources such as journal articles, websites, and other students' work. Now, the idea is that you can find out whether any of your work matches what's already stored in this giant database. Now, for us as tutors, it helps detect plagiarism, but for you, submitting work through Turnitin is a developmental tool. You can find out if you are unintentionally plagiarising and work out how to reference correctly. Now, when you submit your work through Turnitin, you'll get what's called a similarity index score. Now, this is expressed as a percentage. It's important that you go beyond the meaning of that percentage, actually interpret what that number means. So, for example, you may have a high score. It doesn't necessarily mean you've plagiarised. It could be because you've been overusing direct quotations within your assignment, or it could be that it's matching common phrases or series of words that have been used in other sources of information that are stored on the database. Also, a low similarity index score does not necessarily mean that plagiarism has not occurred. I think some students think if they've got a zero match or 1%, then that's really good. Actually, it might highlight that there are some other problems with the work that we would want to have a look at. But typically, a low match, it could still mean that some sections, albeit small, may be plagiarised or copied. So let's have a look at a Turnitin report. The text you can see on the left-hand side of the screen is the student's work. So if this was your Turnitin report, this would be your assignment showing on the left-hand side. On the right-hand side, you can see primary source view. Now, this is a list of all the sources that parts of your assignment have matched to. Now, let's have a look at some key parts of this report. First of all, you will see your similarity index score, in this case 24%. So this shows how much of your assignment matches text in the Turnitin database. Now, within that primary source view, you will see a set of other percentages. So let's have a look at this, for example. This shows that 9% matches a Mintel report. So when you're interpreting your work, what you'd want to do is just find out, well, which part of your assignment matches with that Mintel report, for example. So to find that work, you can either scroll down your assignment using the blue scroll bar, or you can click on that number one, where it says academicmintel.com. That will take you directly to the text-matched work that's in your assignment. So let's have a look. The text in your work here that's highlighted in red, number one, is a section of your report which matches the text within the Mintel report. Now, what's very useful is for you to see which section of the Mintel report your work matches with. So if you click on that number one, it will take you directly to that source. So here we go. The text shown in red font here is the text that's in the Mintel report that matches the text within your assignment. If you have a close look at that, you'll see that the words are the same verbatim. Now, the students attempted to reference that properly. They've put Mintel 2010. But note the absence of speech marks or quotation marks. This is a direct quote because it matches Mintel words directly. If you're doing that, you need to be putting those in quotation marks or speech marks. Now, let's have a look at an example where a student's done that correctly. This time it's highlighted in green. It's from a different source. The student's work is the same, word for word, but if you look within that blue circle, you can see that they've put speech marks in there. Okay, so this has been referenced correctly. So even though it comes up in a similarity index score, this would not be taken into account when the tutor is looking at the work. As mentioned at the beginning, Turnitin also stores assignments and work that's been submitted from students from other institutions or indeed your own institution. And that allows tutors to see whether there's been any sharing or copying of work. Now, in this example, you can see that 6% matches work submitted by other Oxford Brookes University students. Now, that in itself may not be a problem. Certainly, if you're all doing the same assignment, you've all got the same assignment title, the same assignment topic, it's quite likely that you're going to be using similar phrases at certain times, okay, or common phrases. So let's have a look at where that might happen. So if you remember, the text on the left is your assignment, the student's work. There's a phrase there, out of business, etc. Now, that is a common phrase, okay? It's likely that you and another student on your course completing the same assignment would be writing the same series of words. That in itself is not a problem. If we were seeing a series of sentences that matched with another piece of student work, then that would be slightly concerning. So let's have a look at an example of that. Here you can see the text that's highlighted in red in the student's work is all matching work submitted to Oxford Brookes University. These are not common phrases. These are not down to coincidence. There's something more here. So this would be looked at in more detail by your tutor. Another common mistake or error that students tend to make is to do with paraphrasing. Take a look at this example. The text highlighted in red, again, is the student's work. The text in red font in the pop-up is the original source, which, again, is a Mintel report. Note that the word growing has been replaced by the word increasing, and extremely has been replaced by the word particularly. This is a common mistake that students make. They think that by changing every few words, that is actually paraphrasing. This is too similar to the original, and this would therefore be problematic. Okay, let's have another look at an example. Again, if you read these two pieces of text, you'll see that the student has just changed a few of the original words. It's too close to the original, and this again would be problematic. Some other points to note. Your similarity index score might be high because of your reference list. You're going to be submitting references as part of your work. It's likely that other students or other work that's stored in the database has a similar set of references. That's fine. Your score may be high because you're using headers and footers that have the assignment title included on every page of your work. That would show up as a consistent match and may also match those of other students. That, again, is also fine. Another thing to note is that if your work does match the content of a student paper or it's coming up as highlighted as matching work from another student, you won't be able to access that source to have a more detailed look at it. Only your tutors and your university will be able to request that information from Turnitin. And finally, please try not to worry. This may be the first time you submitted an assignment through Turnitin, but you're using Turnitin as a developmental tool. The idea behind that is that you can learn from interpreting your Turnitin report, and when you do submit your work finally for grades, then you won't be making those errors. A couple of other points. If you are unsure about any aspect of referencing, then please make contact with your tutor or your academic advisor. There are a number of supporting guides to help you, whether it's the referencing guide for your faculty. RADAR is a fantastic source of information. You can find that through the Brookes website. They've got a number of guides that will help you. The library itself, the online resources such as Plato, they will help you with referencing and all other sorts of information, and the university website. So, finally, good luck with your studies, and I hope you found this video useful.